chapter 11, verse 1. The apostles and disciples in Judea spread the word like wildfire. Non-Jewish people were hearing the message of new life, and as soon as Peter arrived, he would be accosted by angry Jews. You stayed in the homes of non-Jews? You ate with them? Then Peter described his vision and what it meant. There was no more difference between people, and the vision was portrayed three times. Three times! Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three times. Three men appeared at the door. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said, go with them. Don't ask any questions. And six brothers in the Lord went with Peter. Three times two. Trinity times two. Double confirmation. And for the moment, the crowd was silenced. God gave them the same Holy Spirit. The power came, and they all believed. The man and all of his family believed. Verse 14, and a cheer of praise went up to God, and some could not get that word out of their head. The linen sheet, lowered three times, was snatched back up to heaven. The same word used to refer to what happens to us when Jesus returns. And a few entrepreneurs thought about a new design for t-shirts. Snatch me, Jesus. But the persecution was still too fresh for people to laugh. Perhaps that would have to wait for another West Coast baptism, maybe in California in the 1970s or perhaps in Florida in 2023. Snatch me, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Verse 19. But the persecution had the effect of scattering believers from the coastlines of Lebanon and Cyprus and Antioch of Syria. But only to the Jews, 11:19 tells us. But in Cyprus and Cyrene and Antioch of Syria, the non-Jews were hearing the message of salvation for everyone. Large numbers of people believed and turned to God, and even some from California and Florida, and even maybe Minnesota, heard about Jesus, and they turned their lives over to him. But sadly, the Snatch Me Jesus t-shirts were considered too religious, so they changed it to Jesus Snatch Me, and they sold a million shirts before anyone caught on. Antioch of Syria, we mentioned a moment ago. People turning to Jesus without converting to Judaism, and the word got back to Jerusalem. I thought that was just a flash in the pan, but now we're going to have problems with the Jews again. What would Jesus do? He was Jewish. WWJD, hey, that's catchy. And the leaders of the church in Jerusalem decided to send Barnabas to Antioch to sort out the problem. Barnabas arrived and saw the marvelous grace of Jesus being released. He was enthused. He was overjoyed. He encouraged the new believers to be faithful and cling to Jesus. Someone tried to sell t-shirts at baptisms with the words cling to Jesus, but some of the more conservative Christians objected that the t-shirts clung a little bit too tight. And as a result, well, the idea was a commercial failure. But a few believers clung to them as souvenirs. Barnabas didn't buy any t-shirts, but he was a good man, full of the Spirit, and lived a life of faith. Because of his ministry, more crowds of people came to the Lord. Barnabas began to wonder what might spur on their new ministry to non-Jews. He quickly dismissed the t-shirt idea, although a few new believers were baptized by Barney shirts. But Barnabas made a left turn and traveled to Tarsus to look for Paul. They returned together to the city of Antioch and ministered there a full year. They focused on equipping the new church for ministry and teaching new converts the way of the new faith. It was in Antioch that the new church was called the anointed ones. The Greek word used here is usually translated Christians. But Brian Simmons says the word chrismatio means supernaturally revealed. But the revelation was that believers in Jesus are anointed by God. You are anointed if you believe in Jesus. I am anointed if I believe in Jesus. We are set apart by God, just as kings were anointed in the Old Testament, and prophets and priests, and even Moses, all anointed to do God's work. Did you know that you were anointed to do God's work? This is Brother Don.